Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here today to this place, this moment, where we can sit in quiet and wait on your word, where we can meditate on you, where we can declare our praise to you, where we can seek you in the face of adversity, where we can have faith even though we can't see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us, though we do not deserve it. Thank you for sending your Son to die for us. We did not deserve it, and yet you sacrificed the greatest sacrifice so that we may live. We thank you, Lord. You've given us breath in this very moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the food that you've given to us. Thank you for the means that we have to pay for our bills, to give to others, to put petrol in our car. Thank you, Lord God, for the roof over our heads. Thank you for our church family, or family, or friends, or loved ones, or work situation, or social situations. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength so that we can go for a walk, or the strength to sing, or the strength to laugh with others. Lord, thank you. Thank you right now for right now. Lord God, you have said this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Lord, thank you so much for inspiring your people to place your word in a book translated into many languages so that everyone can get your message. Because there never in our lifetimes was a time that we need this verse, like right now. Lord, there is so much trouble, so much grief. Lord God, as we listen to the news, we tend to wonder, what on earth are people thinking? Lord God, as we pay attention to all the different things that are going on about us, we wonder, why are people making everything about themselves when they are finite? Lord God, we are but a speck in the grand universe. And this universe is a speck in all the universes that you have created, Lord God. We are tiny. And you think us important. And somehow, we're driving further and further away from considering you as important, making ourselves so grand when we are minuscule on our own. On our own. That's why, Lord God, in the present that you have given us of this world, we have created trouble because we think we are so big, when only in you we can be that grand. Lord, how is it that we look at all the wonderful things that you've done in our lives, things that you've saved us from that we will never know about, things that you've brought to us as blessings, lessons you've taught us, situations you've allowed us to go through, and we were confused, but in hindsight, we learned something. How it is that we can see the beauty of the earth with the clouds and the trees and the fields, the mountains, the sea, even the people, Lord God. How it is that we can look at all of this and create such trouble. Lord, help us to remember that you did say that this would happen. And it doesn't mean, Lord God, that it's only happening now. It has been happening throughout the ages. Help us to remember your time is at hand. Help us to encourage each other. Give us the grace and the mercy, the strength, the fortitude to support each other so that we can support each other. So that we don't become forlorn, but we live in hope and provide peace. Lord God, is in this trouble that we don't take heart because we are yet human. We are yet human. And there are many of us who are truly going through a lot right now. Those of us who would share it, those of us who would share some things, and then others who don't say anything. Help us to always be empathetic, be mindful, because it is in that we show you, we show others your love. But Lord God, we pray for all the hurting people throughout the world, including those of us who are praying to you. We lift you all up. We lift all up to you, Lord God, because you are the healer. You are the provider. You are the miracle worker. You wipe the tears from our eyes. And in times when you allow the tears to flow, you provide the tools. You are the clarity when we can't understand. And in our imperfection, your strength is revealed. Lord, help us to cling on to that. Help us to remember that. Especially when we see our friends and our loved ones going through a lot, both in body and in mind, both financially, work-wise, relationship. There is so much pain. Touch the hearts of those who hurt right now, Lord God, and heal them. Or even more so, Lord, your will be done. Because your will is perfect. But in that, again, I say, Lord, help us with the empathy and the tools to remember those of us and those we don't know who are going through a lot right now. Lord God, we place all of them at your throne. We place those of us who are hurting at your throne. We know we don't deserve your healing and your your love, your comfort. But you still welcome us. And for that, we are so truly grateful. So, Lord, we ask for your mercy in this time of trouble. And even when it is hard for us to take heart, we thank you that you keep encouraging us too. Lord God, with all the things that are going on with governments, wars, illnesses, atrocities, hurricanes and storms, floods, earthquakes, fires, melting of the polar caps, climate change, everything, Lord God. With everything that is going on, we lift them all up to you, because there is so much. We can't even name everything because there's so much we don't know, but we know the hurt is there. But we lift it up to you, Lord God, because you said that you have overcome the world. We can't do it, Lord. We can do something through you, but you are the battery here, Lord. You are the power source. So thank you for using us, if it's your will. But thank you for being the overcomer. Praise you, Lord, because we need you now. We need you now. So, Lord, right now we sit. And we just are going to focus on the peace that you said we can have in you. The stillness and the quiet. Even with everything going on, even in sickness, even in grief and sorrow, even in confusion, fear, even in challenges, even in the good times, even in situations that threaten to make us forget because things are going so well. Help us to find peace in the midst of the noise. Thank you, Lord. Lord, yes, you have told us these things, that in you we can find peace, and that this world we will have trouble, but we can take heart, we can find joy. We can be sure, we can smile, we can be glad, we can be jubilant, because you have overcome the world. You've already won the war. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Your name is to be glorified forever and ever. And may all the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Father, our God, our Redeemer. Amen.